Join us.
Let's walk the talk.
This is 702.
More than 45,000 markers, those are teachers, of course, appointed by the Department of Basic Education, will be taking to 181 marking centres around the country today to start the process of marking 14 million scripts over an 18-day period. Joining me on the line is the Director General of the Basic Education Department, Matanzi Mamweli. Molobudi, welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Morning, Brother Africa, and morning to the 702 listeners. Compliments of the new year.
45,000 teachers will be marking in 181 marking centres. I suppose let's take the easy question first. How is the department going to ensure that those teachers are in an environment that is safe and preferably free of COVID-19 while they mark those exam papers over the next 18 days?
Well, the first thing is to ensure that there's 150% adherence to the COCTAR regulations, our directions issued by the minister, protocol. There's no compromise at all on that, and we did a dry run in December. I went to Mpumalanga to look at how it will be done, visited one center there. I went to Limpopo, visited three centers. I went to Gauteng, visited five centres, just to look at our readiness for today. And we have trained all the marking personnel to ensure that there's full compliance. Every marking centre would have a compliance officer to ensure that there's 150% adherence to the directions and to the protocol. And based on the preparations that we have done and the continuing monitoring that we'll be doing, today I'm in the Western Cape. I'm going to try and visit all the centers in the Western Cape. They've got 11 here. Tomorrow I'm in Eastern Cape for 2 days. And then after that I'll be going to Free State for 2 days. And then after that I'll be going to Northern Cape and then Northwest and the rest of the other provinces. There's a number of monitors from Pretoria that are all over the country and also from provinces and districts to ensure that we don't leave anything to chance. There's 150% adherence to the requirements.
And contingency plans, I imagine, are in place should, because remember, 45,000 teachers would have enjoyed some sort of festive season, I imagine, visiting perhaps family in rural parts of South Africa, returning in time to go to those 181 marking centres to go and mark. But should the teachers be oblivious to the fact that they might be carrying a COVID-19 virus, you have contingency plans should there be a breakout in any one of those centres, I imagine, right?
Yes, indeed. The first thing is regular screening. Screening as they arrive. Screening at least minimum 3 times a day during marking. And then apart from that, Africa, we've got a reserve list of markers in case we've got more than usual number of markers who withdraw because of either infected by COVID-19 or coming with the infection or just withdrawing out of anxiety and fear. But we've also built in additional marking days in case we experience some challenges, either out of, outbreak, having to close the center more often than none, or because of markers who might have to withdraw. We are ready. We're also linking up with health services throughout the country to make sure that they monitor outbreaks. There's an expert in my office, Dr. Kumalo, who is a medical doctor by profession. She's heading our team that's monitoring outbreaks throughout the country, working with the school health services together with health experts from the Department of Health to monitor the 181 centers in case of outbreaks.
And if all goes well, remind us when we'll be hearing from the Minister of Basic Education, Dr. Angie Motshekga, as to what the final result is for the matric class of 2020?
Well, the Minister is scheduled to release the results on the 22nd of February. MECs will do that the day after that, which is the 23rd, and every candidate will also be receiving their statements of results on the 23rd. Just to correct a little bit, Brother Africa, she's not doctor as yet. She's the deputy minister who's an academic doctor. probably in the long run, somebody will acknowledge the immense contribution that she has done, or she'll find time to study and get a doctorate.
No doubt. But Anzima, before I let you go, the 27th of January is when the majority of the pupils across the country will be returning to school. Teachers, of course, on the 25th of January. The updated new calendar for 2021 was published by your department for public schools till end of last year. Has the department decided how we're going to proceed this year? Are we going to be having all learners returning to school for 5 days a week, every day of the week, or are we likely to continue with the alternate days, some teaching happening online, given, of course, this new strain, not strain, but variant of COVID-19 that is really seeing the numbers going up high?
Well, we had a workshop in December preparing for 2021. There were views that were saying there's so much time that we have lost. Whilst we have managed to save lives and save the academic year, we're still reeling from making sure that we come to speed with curriculum coverage. And therefore, some of the people were of the view that, given the fact that the medical evidence that is available now and expert information seem to suggest that learners are less prone to the virus, especially your primary school, younger children, we should consider bringing all of them in. But the way things are going now, many things have changed since then, because we had this workshop on the 11th of December before the second wave. The likelihood we were due to present these proposals to the Council of Education Ministers, the likelihood is that we might have to just proceed with alternating weeks, alternating days to reduce the number of learners coming to school and to take precautions for not creating conditions that would lead to even further spread with the rapid spread of the new variant that has been spoken about. So the likelihood is going to be, a differentiated timetable, which gives you alternating days, alternating weeks, the shifts in the morning and the other one in the afternoon. So that's how we are likely to reopen schools.
No doubt. And of course, you'll make that decision closer to the time, I imagine. And I have no doubt we'll have a chat to you about that, Matanzima. Last question from
me.
We've lost quite a number of teachers, sadly, to COVID-19 in 2020. There are many teachers who will feel it is still very much unsafe for them to return to any working environment because of the comorbidities that they are carrying. What is the department's plan to replace those teachers who, either because of them being deceased or no longer being able to avail themselves to teaching? How are you replacing them for 2021?
Well, I must be honest, Brother Africa. Provinces did exceptionally well. In fact, they really surprised us in dealing with that matter. At the height of the first wave, and as you correctly pointed out, the second wave seems to be more intense than the first wave. Provinces are ready to deal with such eventualities, although teachers with comorbidities, in terms of our policies, were then called back after alert level one. I think consideration would be made for those with comorbidities and who are advised by doctors to stay at home, that they should be allowed to do so. And therefore, the substitute arrangement will have to kick in. Provinces have also been working during the the festive season period. We've all been working, not only preparing for marking, but preparing for the reopening of schools. And we will be meeting in a week to look at our state of readiness for the reopening of schools. And I have no doubt in my mind that the substitute list will be at the forefront of our minds to make sure that every learner would have a teacher when schools reopen. The only challenge might be to replace teachers who are tragically demised, because it takes a while to get an appropriately qualified teacher, you know, for specific phase, foundation phase, intermediate phase, and the senior phase, in terms of the further education and training band for specific subjects. That might take a while, especially for your rural areas. And the other challenge would be psychosocial support that will really have to provide to teachers, provide to learners, particularly affected by teachers who tragically passed on.
And we don't have a handle on what those numbers are, Matanzima. You obviously have a sense of how many teachers have passed away, I imagine, but we have no idea how many teachers will be indicating that they do not feel healthy enough nor safe enough for them to return to the classroom come the 25th, 27th of January this year.
Well, I wish I could give you that, but unfortunately wouldn't have. I'm sure you'd appreciate the fact that such indications will become clear as schools reopen and as such teachers start communicating with school principals. And that's why the school management team will report on the 25th when the learners will be reporting on the 27th. And around the 25th and the 26th, the picture will become clearer as to which teachers will not be able to report.
All right. Matanzima, have a wonderful time in the Western Cape and, of course, in all the other provinces that we'll be visiting in the coming days and weeks. Matanzima Mweli is the Director General of the Department of Basic Education. Today, more than 45,000 teachers will begin the process of marking 14 million scripts over an 18-day period in 181 marking centres around the country. Your thoughts, your reflections, 011-883-0702. We are a couple of weeks away from the 27th of January, when your child is expected to go back to school or perhaps go to school for the first time. Would you, given the information you have today, given the number of active cases that you are reporting on a daily basis, the increases in them in the test positivity rate, would you advise the Department of Basic Education to have your child go back to school every day, sitting with a full quota of classroom being taught by a teacher? Or would you rather they continue in the process that they introduced in June, July last year, where it's alternate weeks, alternate days, some online teaching for your learners? Which of the two would you advise if you were in a position to do so? Give me a call on 011-883-0702.